to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's not Harry Reid. It's President Obama and the Obama campaign doing what they always do. They did it to Hillary Clinton, and she called them out. They tried to do it to John McCain with the complicity of the New York Times that printed that garbage about some kind of a marital infidelity. And they did it to Sarah Palin when she came on with that crazy allegation that her husband was involved in some kind of an Alaskan separatist thing and marital problems there that turned out to be equally false. The Obama campaign and President Obama are the ones that are behind this dishonesty and misrepresentation because they're trying to hide the failure of this abysmal presidency.
His former New Hampshire governor and current Romney advisor, John Sununu, he believes President Obama is behind the attacks by Senator Harry Reid on Mitt Romney. Presidential race is where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Howard Kurtz, political reporter, talking to Michael Scheer and Bill Press. Also, Deborah Saunders is involved in this conversation about the tax record issue and the way it's playing out and what Romney needs to do about it.
It was hardly out of character for the cantankerous Harry Reid to hurl a taunting, unsubstantiated accusation at Romney. Well, it took several days, but you made Reid the issue.
Well, and I think, you know, when people make unsubstantiated charges with absolutely no proof behind them, you know, one option is to ignore them and for the media.
And
that's not
that's
possible.
Really an option
right,
here.
That's right. Not really an option here. He goes onto the Senate floor, as you saw. So I think the best we can do is to A, demand that he give us the proof. And if he doesn't, then clearly say, as we did in that piece in the very first sentence, it's unsubstantiated.
Now, Harry Reid said that he had gotten this from some unnamed person who used to work at Bain. He won't reveal it, and he thinks it's true. He told us he did this originally in an interview with the Huffington Post, which just reported it straight, except saying, well, it's impossible to verify because they won't give us the source. Is that the correct way to handle it? Who should be the issue here?
There's only one guy that can clear this up. That's not Harry Reid. I'm sorry. It's Mitt Romney.
Wait.
That's a Democratic talking point.
No. What I'm asking you is how journalists should handle an unsubstantiated charge.
I'm going to tell you. Journalists should handle it by going to Mitt Romney and say, why only 2 years? Why not 23 years? Why? Or you gave 23 years of it
so
to
it's
McCain.
Perfectly okay. It's perfectly okay in your view for Harry Reid to throw this out, unnamed source, nothing to back it up, and you just think that's fodder for journalists to attack
Mitt Romney. Harry Reid is not a journalist. Harry Reid is a Democratic politician who doesn't want Mitt Romney to get elected. What he is doing may be diabolical, but it's brilliant. Because what's Mitt Romney been talking about for the last 2 days? He's been talking about his freaking tax returns.
So
Harry Reid is playing hardball.
Maybe diabolical.
But we should not be helping him here. I think this reminds me of when Michelle Bachmann said that she met a mother who said that her daughter got the HPV vaccine and she got mentally retarded afterward. And the media absolutely jumped on her rightly and said, show us this woman. We're not even sure that this person exists. You know, Candy Crowley is a great journalist, but she earlier today said that Harry Reid wouldn't reveal his sources. How do we know he has any sources? The accuser, the burden of proof is on the accuser, and Harry Reid has absolutely not met that burden in any way. I thought
Deborah,
Frank Bruni's piece in the New York Times today was on the money.
Deborah, when you say that we, meaning the media, shouldn't be helping Harry Reid with this unsubstantiated charge, you're not suggesting that we don't report it at all. You're suggesting that we challenge him, be critical of him, be skeptical of him?
Until there is proof, the focus is that there's no proof. And the focus should be on him, not on someone else. I mean, he's the leader of the Senate. He has an obligation to his institution to not make wild, unsubstantiated claims. He brings dishonor on that whole House. Unless he can prove what he's saying, then we have to focus on him.
What is interesting is a cold eyed assessment would say that you are right in this narrow sense. It worked because it's all over the Sunday show today, still talking about Romney's tax returns, based on what Reid said, even though Reid has produced no evidence,
as you pointed out. And it worked on Friday when he held that press conference.
Right. And a reporter asked the question.
Of course, and he wanted, Mr. Romney wanted to talk about the jobs numbers and the attacks that he was leveling on the president, but yet this got in the way. So it's working.
More on the back and forth between Harry Reid and Mitt Romney next here on The Countdown.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yourgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yourgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.47%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.47%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond foot powder. The max strength cooling menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Think Gold Bond. This stuff works.
The Pikes Peak region welcomes you back. To the beauty of the Purple Mountain Majesty, to the adventure of the great outdoors, to world-class shops, restaurants, and hotels, to our rich history and heritage, to the events, attractions, and culture that make memories for a lifetime. Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region, welcome back. For more information, www.visitcos.com.
Talk radio in review, in other words, the hot hits in the presidential race, certainly at the top of the list. Here's host Robert Rees talking about the battle of words between Senator Reid and Mitt Romney and the impact this will have on their relationship if Romney's elected.
Mitt Romney and Harry Reid starting to have a little confrontation between the two, and very good chance that if Mitt Romney gets elected as president, Harry Reid will be the Senate Majority Leader, and they'll have to be working together. And well, it's already starting to get heated up. So let's hear what it's all started with. Harry Reid. So let's hear what Harry Reid had to say first about Mitt Romney.
The word's out that he hasn't paid any taxes for 10 years. Let him prove that he has paid taxes, because he hasn't. We already know from one partial tax return that he gave us, he has money hidden in Bermuda, the Cayman Islands, and a Swiss bank account.
All right. So the big accusation there is that he has not paid taxes for 10 years. He says he had a credible source that has let him know that Mitt Romney did not pay taxes for 10 years. Now, of course, we've talked about this before. I said, okay, look, his corporation paid taxes. Even if he didn't pay taxes on a personal level, Mitt Romney paid taxes. But this is what Mitt Romney had to say about it in response when he was on Sean Hannity. Here's what he had to say on there yesterday.
Well, it's time for Harry to put up or shut up. Harry's going to have to describe who it is he spoke with, because, of course, that's totally and completely wrong. It's untrue, dishonest, and inaccurate. It's wrong.
All right. And so he says, time for him to put up or shut up. Harry Reid responded back and says, no, it's time for you to put up. You need to put up your tax returns to end this thing. And so this whole thing is just, he's been trying to bait Romney into giving up more than the 2 years of tax returns that he's already given up. Now, but that's not the issue. That's not the issue at hand here. The issue at hand is the economy. I just had a report from Drudge. Unemployment rate went up again in the month of July, 8.3% now. That's 3 months in a row that unemployment's gone up. How in the world can anybody even be considering voting for Barack Obama when the unemployment is as high as what it's been for as long as it's been? I don't know if we've ever had a president that's had unemployment rates this high for this period of time. It's that's the issue. Now, but see, they can't find anything else on Obama. And one thing that Harry Reid says in response to that is that it's his obligation to put it up. And then he says, anybody running for president should be an open book. Okay, in that case, cough up Obama's school records. Let's see what his academic records were at his colleges. Why is he trying to hide it? Is there something in there? So, I mean, it's the same thing. And he's being hypocritical. Now, here's one last little point I'll make on this. If Romney wins as president, and if the Democrats can retain control of the Senate, then he'll have to be working with Harry Reid quite a bit in order to get things done. Not just that, but Harry Reid and Mitt Romney are both members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which means they very well could go to church together. That's right. They could be sitting in Sunday school together and having to talk about Scripture with one another.
Co-host Matt Murphy with Chris Walker from the Romney campaign about the significance of out-fundraising Obama again last month.
A report this morning that Mitt Romney raised over $100 million in this past month alone. Barack Obama, the president of the United States, only $75 million. Do those dollar amounts translate to things swinging Mitt Romney? I mean, obviously, you have to have money to run a campaign. It's very important that you have that money. But I think it's also indicative of an American public that's sick and tired of being sick and tired of this administration.
Absolutely. I think it just shows, again, the momentum is on our side. You can pick up the paper and think it's the other way, but when people speak with their dollars, and we've seen over and over again when it's been a head-to-head race, Governor Romney's been out raising the president, and this is a president who said he's going to have a $1 billion campaign, or his campaign folks have said that, and you see underwhelming numbers coming into his campaign coffers, and you see him having to add a bunch more fundraisers onto his schedule because he's spending more than he's taking in. So much like how he's running government, he's running his campaign the same way, spending money he doesn't have.
You know, Harry Reid on the floor of the United States Senate last week, and I think, Chris, you understand politics as much as I, there was a reason that what he said was on the floor of the Senate. He is largely, if not wholly, immune from any legal recourse, as he just lied. I mean, the senator from Nevada told a lie about Mitt Romney and his taxes. Many folks say Mitt Romney should ignore it. He should move on from it because it is wholly a distraction to get us talking about anything other than the Obama record and the economy. I mean, Mitt has come out and said, look, put up or shut up. Is that all he needs to say about this issue?
You know, I'm conflicted on this because when you're attacked, you have to respond. And we're responding absolutely vociferously on this. Obviously, Governor Romney has gone above and beyond in terms of releasing the number, releasing his tax returns, 2 full years, which is exactly what John McCain did last time. They're creating an issue because, like you said, and I think you said it really well, the president has nothing to run on, so he's sending his allies out there to make stuff up. The Harry Reid incident on the Senate floor is just. I was thinking about when I was running this morning. It's just sad. He's a sad individual who, unfortunately, felt the need to lower the office of which he holds. It's one of our advisors said last week, has he no shame? Well, we know now he doesn't. He's not only is he not backing away from a just an absolute falsehood, he's doubling down on it. And it's sad. It's unfortunate, but. We'll respond in kind, but at the same time, we're going to talk about the economy and jobs. Again, one of the things I like to say, this isn't about Mitt Romney's tax returns. This is about your tax returns. This is about your money and your lack of ability, Americans' lack of ability to find jobs right now. And that's what people really care about.
Up next, we'll move over to Wisconsin and the shooting at that Sikh temple here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hot hits in the talk media, news talk radio, the stimulation and the discussion of gun laws and the shooting in Wisconsin. Here's host Dave Lee with reporter Bruce Marcus. They talk about the investigation into the shooting.
What do we know at this hour? What's the very latest?
Well, we found out the identity of the alleged shooter. It's Wade Michael Page. 40 years old, a white male, enlisted in the Army in 1992, apparently was discharged, a less than honorable discharge. Tall, white male. There is we know that. That's been released. There is some speculation that a motive for these shootings was possible ties that Page allegedly had to a white supremacy group, although that has not been confirmed yet. There's still some question marks about the motive, a lot of speculation, but it has not been confirmed by the authorities here. Right now, as far as the casualties, 6 people were killed, plus the shooter who was killed by police, and 3 people, including a police officer, are in serious condition. The police officer is expected to survive. I'm not sure the other 2 were wounded.
We heard a lot of this. This happened at about 10:30. The way I understand it, Bruce, and maybe you can give me some clarity on this, it was basically almost between the services that are held at that Sikh temple in the Milwaukee suburb of Oak Creek. If it had been actually during a service, it would have been far many more people involved inside.
Yes, I was under the impression it was right before the service. He came in, started shooting, and claimed some victims in the temple, went outside. There were a few people who were shot apparently outside the temple before police officers responded to a 911 call. The alleged shooter, apparently ambushed one of the officers, shot him repeatedly, and then a second officer who was there shot the shooter, fatally shot him. So that's where we are now. I did talk to a man today whose father was the president and founder of the Sikh temple here, and who his father was killed, and he was talking about the fact that from information he got from witnesses or from law enforcement, his father apparently tried to stop the shooter and was shot several times but continued to try to prevent the shooter from doing any more damage until finally he succumbed to his wounds.
Talk host John McConnell here with one of his callers. The caller says people need to stop focusing on guns and gun control when obviously somebody like this shooter wouldn't have cared what laws he was breaking when he went to kill the people at that temple.
Gordon's in Covington. How are you doing, Gordon? Thanks for calling in.
Well, I think to blame guns is the cause of all the violence, to blame or to think that more regulation on guns is going to correct the problem, correct the violence, I think is just, it's not correct. Guns are a tool, just like a skill saw, a nail gun, a vehicle, and it is the people that do it that causes the problem. I mean, crack cocaine, heroin, marijuana, all those things are illegal to have, possess, use, whatever. However, it doesn't make any difference. They come to the country, people buy them, people use them all the time, and I mean, it's illegal. You can't legally purchase any of that kind of stuff. But at the same time, it's still in people's possession. It'd be the same thing with guns. If you make guns illegal, horrendously hard to get, criminals, A, aren't going to go through the legal process to get a weapon anyway, and they're just going to import them. There's going to be a high price tag on them, but the criminals are still going to get them.
Let me ask you something. This guy that they've established is Wade Michael Page. He's gunned down to six people. Now, they're still investigating him, and I have yet to read if they've determined how, you know, what weapon he used, what caliber it was, how he got it, if he purchased it legally, if he bought it off the street. They haven't come up with that. What, if anything, do you think should be done about somebody like this? I mean, if the Southern Poverty Law Center identifies your organization as a hate group, then should they be able to restrict the number of weapons or bullets that you buy? Or are they just going to, we're just going to have to stay on top of them and try to stop them in the act?
And I don't have a really good answer for that. You know, I think if anybody has a, shall we say, a background of mental instability or is not playing with all the oars in the water, I don't think they should just automatically be, you know, given a weapon. But, you know, weapons are, you know, having a gun and possessing a gun is protected by the Second Amendment.
All right, so what do you think about the killing, gun control, those things? We got anything new to add? 800-510-8255. Next up on the countdown.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
I'd like to start today's class by turning to the appendix.
This is what you'll hear at most schools.
The seminal Locklaw-Brewster hypothesis.
But at Colorado Technical University, most instructors have actually worked in the field they teach. So classes sound more like this.
I'd like to tell you guys a lesson I learned the hard way in my first year in management.
Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU. Are you in?
Hello, everyone. Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to for the next week. That's right. We love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off any pizza when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get any pizza for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's for 1 week only, August 6th through August 12th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing. All necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently. From basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control. Often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, well, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Coast to coast, border to border, around the world on DougStephan.com. Plus, you can find us on iHeartRadio and TuneIn Radio, all those cool things. The Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. We're discussing the presidential race. Who's going to win? Is it down to Ohio and Florida? Do you really think that's the case? 800-510-8255. Let's get a sampling of thought. A lot of these calls coming in now to us at 800-510-TALK. They have, some of them been recorded for playback. Some of them we get by monitoring all these great radio stations around the country that are into the news talk format. That's what we do. We summarize what's going on. Our fingers are on the pulse in conversation. Here's Tiffany in Pennsylvania, who likes that Michelle Obama stays positive as she campaigns.
I caught a little bit about Michelle was speaking up for her husband, and she did a really good job. And it's a sense of positive energy that she has in her campaign towards her husband. And I was very pleased of her speech. I think she's taken a more positive approach towards the campaign. I would like to see, you know, if us Americans think positive and go down that direction, then we should be fine during the president, you know, of Obama.
All right, down the yellow brick road, in a manner of speaking, how do you react to that? You can always talk to the people who are listening about your feelings with regard to a previous caller, previous thoughts, things that are being posted online. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Mitt Romney's campaign outraised President Obama's campaign for the third straight month. Romney campaign and joint fundraising committee with the RNC raised over $100 million. Obama's campaign announced that they have brought in about $75 million. Team Romney raised $106 million in June, while Obama raised around $70 million there as well. 800-510-8255. Brenda in Texas doesn't see the way the Obama presidency or his campaigning is negative.
We as Democrats, we don't see this as being negative. President Barack Obama tried his best to come in, but the demons on the other side, you have to deal with the beast only the way the beast understands. This is not negative. We want to see those tax returns. I want to see his birth certificate, since they're from Mexico. I want to see his grades. I want to see these things. They've been demanding and howling and doing this president. I cannot even imagine. We don't see this being negative.
Well, But you're not going to... What do you want to see his tax returns for anyway? You're not going to vote for him. So what's the point? 800-510-8255. The tax-exempt status for churches are in jeopardy, those that are engaging in political activity. Tax and election laws are complicated. Sometimes they are conflicting. There are a lot of mail-outs that are going this week. You may hear your priest, your minister, your rabbi, somebody talking about the this sort of conflict. Because there are a lot of people in the pulpit who are preaching one side or the other. So there are thousands of copies of this DVD called Silence is Not an Option being sent to pastors around the country, explains the restrictions placed on political speech in the pulpit. And if you're bothered by the church taking a position, you ought to be. The church shouldn't take any position, I don't think, in politics. What do you think? 800-510-8255. Mark, listening in Guam, thinks if Mitt Romney really wants to win, he needs to name Congressman Paul Ryan as his running mate.
I was even at the Republican convention in Guam back in March, and I had the pleasure of meeting Mitt Romney's son who came out here. We want to win. I think he's got to go with Paul Ryan. And here's the reason. You know, to be honest with you, the popular vote is very close. But with the Electoral College, to be honest, I think we got a problem. And we put Paul Ryan on the ticket. It's to get out and vote. That's why we won so many seats 2 years ago. It's to get more voters out. If you put Paul Ryan on the ticket, you activate the Tea Party. They're going to be very, very activated. And that's going to get more votes out for us. And Paul Ryan's the guy because the Tea Party, you know, it's economics, it's spending, it's tax cuts. I really think Paul Ryan, if we want to win.
Paul Ryan for vice president. That's actually something we ought to take the pulse of you. Who makes a good vice presidential candidate? Who would be a good running mate for Mitt Romney? It looks like the Democrats aren't going to change. There was a lot of talk early on that Hillary Clinton would become a vice presidential material and Joe Biden become Secretary of State. That's not the case, as we all know. Hillary, I wonder still about the relationship that the two of them have. Don't you wonder that every once in a while? 800-510-8255. Competency. The fact that there are a lot of people who are pushing Obama because he got bin Laden, that's something else that sort of sticks in a lot of people's craws. Does it stick in yours? 800-510-8255. Bill's in Arkansas, thinks Mitt Romney ought to pick the governor of Virginia as his vice president.
Bob McDonald is my pick, and the reason is two things. One, I think it would help in Virginia. He's very popular there. He's done a lot of things as a governor that has helped that economy. And not only that, he is a military veteran. I like the fact that he's been in the military. Neither Obama nor Romney nor Biden have been in the military, and I like that. My second pick would be Rubio. I like him also. I think either one of those would be good, and Romney would be benefited.
800-510-8255, presidential preference, vice presidential preference. Top advisor to the Obama campaign lashed out at Mitt Romney, arguing that the GOP nominee is misrepresenting a lawsuit Democrats filed in Ohio to equalize voting rights for all Buckeye staters. The suit, which Romney has seized upon to argue that Obama is trying to undermine service members' voting rights, called for all Ohioans to be able to cast early votes up until the Monday before Election Day. If you're in Ohio, what do you think of that? 800-510-8255. Rick, calling from Ohio right now on the countdown.
I'm 54 years old. I grew up in Detroit. I know what a Democrat is. Democrat Party's been dead for probably about 20 years. The day the labor unions died is the day the Democratic Party died. If you look at FDR and if you look at Kennedy, what they did, as a standard. You look at what Barack Obama's done. Like I say, he just 80% of the country was against NAFTA and WTO when the Democrats voted for it. He had 2 years to destroy what Bush had created in 8 years. The derivatives, the oil, the war, the propaganda outlets that run our country. But he absolutely refused to lift a finger to do any of it. And now, the Democrats know that they spit on in the face of the base. That's why they have the convention in North Carolina. So, until the country comes together, and sometimes forms another union, and I don't know, we're going to have riots in the streets or whatever, but the Democratic Party has been dead.
Latest tweets, what do you think about what that gentleman has just said? 800-510-8255. I think that kind of thinking is the problem in America, frankly. There's just too much of we're the smartest, we're the brightest, we always know the right answer, and the other guys are dumb and they don't have anything going for them. It's too much of that. 800-510-8255. This should be on a person-to-person, person-by-person, issue-by-issue thinking as far as who's most qualified, what the issues are. It's not always pat, not cut and dried. Kenny in Virginia thinks it seems like Obama's running a negative campaign because Romney doesn't want to answer any of the real questions.
I don't think President Obama is running a negative campaign. It's a real fact, of course, and when you're running against somebody like Mitt Romney and the Republican Party, you want to make sure that you're pushing hard, you're being aggressive, and I'm sure that's what Obama is doing. He's defining Mitt Romney. That's exactly what he's doing, and Mitt Romney has to step up, tell us what he's about, what he's going to replace Obamacare with. And these are the questions that I think that President Obama and the Democratic Party are asking. So until that is done, Obama push hard. This is our year to make sure that Obama stays in office for another 4 years.
All right. Well, there you go, sir. Thank you for your opinion. 800-510-8255. A collection of opinions, some of the thinking, liberals versus conservatives in the text. Return stuff. That's something that's hot. More of your calls coming up here in the countdown at 16 before the hour.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Do your massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles? How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomas & Law Group carefully plan your escape. The Thomas & Law Group has proven itself for over 18 solid years, helping thousands of people like you and me reclaim our financial future. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices nationwide. And the best part? There are no upfront fees at all. You won't pay a dime until the job's done. No upfront costs, no monthly fees, no banking fees. No other law firm does that. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But really, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group right away for a free, no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst at 800-460-4690. Call now, because you're tired of running in circles. 800-460-4690. 800-460-4690.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.625%, APR 2.94%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.625%, APR 2.94%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. In all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
800-510-8255. Comment department. Doors are open. We're going to spend some time talking about the ideas of changing the welfare system, and how, even though it's a hot topic, a big deal, nobody wants to touch it before the election. That's coming up. Meanwhile, we stick with Mitt Romney and President Obama for a few more of your calls at 800-510-8255. Cal in Tennessee says Mitt Romney needs a running mate from a big state.
Historically speaking, if you look at all those Republicans who've been elected as president, they've always had a big state on their ticket. And that's why I take Marco Rubio. If you look, for example, let's say George W. Bush, he was from Texas, that was a big state. You go back like that, his dad like that, though he's from New Hampshire like that, he still like to have Texas roots. Go back as far as that goes. Ronald Reagan, for example, like that was from California. So he's going to need somebody like that who can help carry Florida for him like that so he can get elected.
800-510-8255. How and why does Mitt Romney choose a running mate? How did it happen before? You remember some of the other, whether Republicans or Democrats, who came to the surface and why? The Sarah Palin story certainly is famous. Gary in Tennessee thinks Mitt Romney ought to pick a black running mate.
I feel like they should choose Herman Cain. You know, they are either Michael Steele. Since they are trying to choose someone, and these people are running for president, Michael Steele is on TV with a good opinion of theirs. I'm a black person. I feel like they should put a black person on there. If they choose Marco Rubio, they're simply choosing him because he's a Hispanic and wants the Hispanic vote. They had Herman Cain in the lead as the vice president, and if they think that they can get some black votes, why don't they choose Michael Steele or Herman Cain?
Why don't you choose Jesse Jackson, or why don't you choose Al Sharpton, huh? 800-510-8255. Political allies coming to the defense of Harry Reid, who continues to make the charges that the presidential candidate Mitt Romney didn't pay his taxes, but he admits he's not really sure that that's true. Makes you feel great. Barbara's in Texas with thoughts on President Obama.
I don't know when telling the truth became negative, but I do know that John Kerry made a huge mistake not fighting back against the Swift voting ads when he ran, and so I think the Obama campaign has learned to, you know, be aggressive, put the facts out there. It is a fact that Romney won't release his tax returns. That's not negative, that's just a fact. And when he says, I'm put out, all I'm going to put out, you wonder what else he's holding back. If he were elected, what would he surprise us with? But it's the Swift voting, I think, that was the most negative that I can remember. And just, you know, if Kerry had fought back against that, I think he would have won.
All right. 800-510-8255. A focus on welfare reform and more calls on the various things that are nuances in the presidential race. The sweepstakes in the focus here at 51 after on the countdown.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Who's in your mind and what's on your mind? 800-510-8255. Television is full of conversations, the repetitive conversations that drive most of us nuts. It's the same old stuff. We're hearing the same stories from the weekend, and you wonder, okay, so what's new here? Your thoughts are... what are new? A few more calls on the presidency or the presidential race. The people who are in the middle here, by the way, women, single women, unmarried women, the people who helped Obama win in 2008, single women, fastest growing demographic group. There are 1.8 million more now than there were 4 years ago, a quarter of the voting age population nationally. And in several swing states like Nevada, they're very important. They lean Democratic. Recent New York Times CBS News poll of single women favored Mr. Obama over Mitt Romney by 29 points. But they're also fickle about casting their ballots. They're preoccupied with making ends meet and alienated from the political system. Period. End of story. And many of them are not so eager to support Mr. Obama at the moment. This is a great opportunity for Republicans. Is Romney going to take advantage of it, or is he going to blow it? And it depends on how you read the base, I guess, much as anything else, because there are plenty of people in the base that just don't get what young women are looking for, and they keep hammering away at things that don't really make any difference at the moment. They certainly don't make any difference to the well-being of the country, but yet they keep hammering away because there are so many people that want to control what women do with their bodies. It's ridiculous. 800-510-TALK. Jeff has an idea for a vice presidency for Romney. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yes, I believe he ought to pick Ron Paul to prevent fragmentation of the party. He has a lot of support and a lot of delegates already, and he's pretty much up on his game on everything they need.
All right. Daniel, in Oregon, you have thoughts on Ron Paul as well. What are they?
Well, I got to say, I'm writing in Ron Paul, but I just want to say shame on the Democrats that call your show. Shame on the Republicans that call your show for just repeating the same old lines over and over. I'm so sick of hearing them. You know, the big deal is we are $15 trillion in debt. People, that is 15,000 $1 billion bills. Let's start doing something other than somebody's tax returns or somebody's birth certificate. Oh, my God.
I'm with you, sir. Yes. You're welcome. 800-510-8255. Okay. So a couple of people on the congressional approach to waste, fraud, corruption, abuses. This has not been a campaign issue. Why? Why isn't this a campaign issue, especially in the welfare area, where actually Clinton did a lot to fix the problem, took the Massachusetts system of welfare and reformed it, and is with many of the things that Clinton did, the Republicans became angry because their ideas were adopted by Clinton. He did a very smart thing and took a lot of the things from both sides and made them work, even though he didn't like the Republicans, thought that they were his biggest problem. He was smart enough to work with them. Obama's not. Obama's smart, but he's arrogant, and he's just, it's all about him. And you get that. He just oozes, drips with that stuff. So under the circumstances, there's not any coagulation. Clinton was really good at coagulating. Look at how friendly he's become, for example, with the Bushes. He ran against George Bush in 1992, and there were hard feelings that lasted about 5 minutes. Clinton was smart enough to get to them, and they become extraordinarily close. And a lot of people think Bill Clinton may be more close to the old man than George W. is, one way or the other. But these are the sorts of things that it seems to me are important to sort of straighten up. Steve, listening on Cape Cod on welfare, waste, fraud, corruption, abuse, etc.
My theory is that if we take things down to the level of local and give local the controls with an elected town nurse board, I call it. And this would be a consortium then of public and private. There's too much scamming going on with these state levels and private programs for disabled and poor people that just represents an enormous hurdle to get by that. And I say just do a redesign down to a level of local. And then this would empower the community to be more proactive. And there'd be more honest judgments, frankly, too. There's a lot of scamming in the system. I have been in the system since 2002 when Nantucket kicked me off the island. Now I'm in Hyannis. But I can redesign this system, and it would be very simple to do.
All right. Well, maybe you should get on board the Love Train, sir. That's the overview of what's going on in the world of conversation radio. It takes place every day at this time, and on the weekend, too. I'm Doug Stephanie, 59 past the hour, on the Daily Talk Radio Countdown.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.